This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. A Delhi court today convicted former Aam Aadmi Party councillor Tahir Hussain and four others for the killing of Intelligence Bureau officer Ankit Sharma during the 2020 Northeast Delhi riots. Additional Sessions Judge Praveen Singh was hearing the case against a total of 11 accused, including Hussain, and convicted five of them. The court found Tahir Hussain guilty under the charges of promoting enmity, rioting, assault, criminal force and murder. The case pertains to an FIR registered at Dayalpur Police Station on the complaint of Ravinder Kumar, father of Ankit Sharma. In his complaint, Ravinder Kumar alleged that his son was murdered by the then AAP councillor Hussain and others. India's total exports during April to June this year is estimated at over $232 billion, registering a positive growth of 11.37% as compared to the same period last year. Commerce and Industry Ministry said that the total exports for June this year is estimated at $73.45 billion, registering a positive growth of 9.48% as compared to the same month last year. The ministry said the total imports, merchandise and services combined for June this year is estimated at $88.76 billion, registering a positive growth of over 26% as compared to the same month last year. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Union Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari, along with Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath, inaugurated the Lucknow-Kanpur Expressway this afternoon. The 63-kilometre six-lane Lucknow-Kanpur Expressway, with India's second longest elevated corridor, is also the country's first expressway built with automated and intelligent machine-guided construction technology. The expressway is designed for speeds of up to 120 kilometers per hour and is expected to reduce travel time between Lucknow and Kanpur to just 35 to 45 minutes. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today dismissed media reports of a deadlock in India-US trade talks, calling them as completely false, baseless and misleading. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said, India and the US teams are fully engaged for a trade pact that is balanced, commercially meaningful and delivers tangible benefits for businesses, farmers, workers and consumers. He said he had a fantastic meeting with US Trade Representative Jamieson Greer in New Delhi last month in this regard. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today began his official engagements in Spain by meeting First Vice President of the Government of Spain and Minister of Economy, Trade and Business Carlos Cuerpo Caballero. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said that they had productive discussions on strengthening the India-Spain economic partnership through greater trade, investment and technology collaboration. In Tamil Nadu, six people were killed in a bus accident at Melur near Madurai today. The incident occurred at Kottambatti Road, where two buses collided head-on. Seven passengers who suffered severe injuries and 15 passengers who sustained minor injuries were admitted to the hospital. The police have ordered an inquiry into the incident. In a tragic incident in Maharashtra's Pune district, three women pilgrims of the revered Ashadi Wari were killed and seven others were injured after a truck rammed through a group of pilgrims walking on Saswad Jejuri Road this morning. According to preliminary information, the driver of the truck carrying workaries from Nanded district lost control of the vehicle near Bhelsar Toll Plaza and ran over multiple workaries who were undertaking the pilgrimage by foot from Sangli. The mortal remains of the 15 Indian tourists who lost their lives in the boat capsized incident near Phu Quoc Island in Vietnam will be repatriated from Ho Chi Minh City to India by Vietnam Airlines flight this evening. The Indian Embassy in Vietnam, in a social media post, said the flight is expected to arrive at Mumbai's Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj International Airport at 9:35 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The United States and Iran have each claimed control of the Strait of Hormuz following a weekend of escalating attacks across West Asia. The United States has said it carried out overnight strikes on several Iranian military targets, including air defense systems, coastal radar sites, missile and drone facilities and small naval vessels. In women's cricket, Indian team led by Harmanpreet Kaur today recorded a historic win in a one-off test against host England at the Lord's. India defeated England comfortably by 270 runs in the first ever women's test held at Lord's. Chasing a target of 457 runs, the hosts were all out for 186 in the second innings before lunch on day four. And that is the end of this news bulletin.